I'll put up some papier for dessert and cure. Today's date is 05-20-2023. Dictation is for Christopher Bonella. Bonella spells B-O-N-E-L-L-A. Christopher spells C-H-R-I-S-T-O-P-H-E-R. Date of birth is 12-14-1983. This is a 39-year-old gentleman here for a follow-up period. Next paragraph. Christopher has a history of opioid use disorder, currently in Suboxone, is there for follow-up for this condition and medication refill, he states. Since his last visit, he has had he visit a dental clinic because of dental issues and was prescribed Tylenol number 4, period. He said he did not bring the bottle with him. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history, medication. Analogies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph. Review of systems. All systems were reviewed and were negative. Period. Next paragraph. Physical exam is alert oriented. No acute distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 99% of room air. Blood pressure 135/76. Pulse 126. Respiration 18. Temperature 97.6. Period. Next paragraph. HENT normal. Next paragraph. Neck full range of motion. No rigidity. Next paragraph. Respiratory. Good inspiratory and expiratory effort. No use of accessory muscles. Next paragraph. Skin aberrations, lacerations, microcephaly, or papules. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is opioid use disorder. Assessment number 2 is medication refill. Next paragraph. In clinic today, we did the urine drug screen. Urine drug screen was positive for benzodiazepine and Suboxone. PMP aware review showed patient received Tylenol number 4, but in his urinalysis, Tylenol number 4 is not. In his urine drug screen, codeine was not present. Codeine was not present in his drug screen. In the past, patient has been positive before for benzodiazepine, for THC. While on the program, he was warned on multiple occasions. He was warned on each occasion about taking unauthorized substances while on the program. And counseled on numerous on these occasions. Today I will refer a patient to a drug abuse specialist for rehabilitation. I will go ahead and give him his Suboxone 8/2 milligrams SL-FIM. He will take 1 FIM SL BID for 30 days. Number 60, I'll give him this prescription in order to prevent him from going through withdrawal. Strongly advised to call and keep appointment with the specialist so he can be counseled and treated for substance abuse. He says he's comfortable with that plan and will comply. He was given the opportunities to ask questions. He said he has none. But did state that he is in the process of moving to another state and said he was stressed out because of the move and that's why he did take some benzodiazepine, period. He was strongly encouraged to contact the consultant for a follow-up. End of dictation.